Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Welcome to We Sing Our Faith and this beautiful month of October. During this month, I love that we have this focus of life, that we go deep during this month, and we're going to talk over the next few weeks about the beauty of life from the moment of natural conception all the way through the moment of natural death and the beauty of what that is. We're also going to invite Mama Mary to journey with us during this month of October because, of course, October and May are two of those beautiful months that we really invite our Blessed Lady deeper into our journey toward her Son. And in particular, during the month of October, we also focus on the Rosary. And so before we begin with some of the music today, I just kind of want to give a little overview, maybe for our listeners who aren't familiar with the Rosary or why Catholics pray the Rosary. If you consider what the Rosary actually is, it's made up of very beautiful, simple prayers. One of them is the Creed, what it is we say we believe. I believe in God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe that Christ came as our Savior, that He was crucified, died, was buried, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, sent His Holy Spirit to be with us, and that eventually there will be the judgment of the living and the dead. I think we can agree that most Christians believe that. And so the very first prayer of the Rosary is one that should unify. The second prayer of the Rosary is the Our Father. Again, that beautiful prayer given to us in Scripture by Christ Himself when His apostle said, "How are we to pray?" And He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." You know, this incredible prayer, right? We all know this beautiful Our Father. And then the beauty of the prayer that comes from Luke's gospel. "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And of course, blessed is the fruit of her womb, Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, who gave birth to the Christ. And then we, as suppliant children, ask her in that second part of that prayer, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death." And she's always said yes. And then to finish with that beautiful doxology, "Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." So if anyone has a problem with any of the prayers of the Rosary, they really don't understand it. So we are going to begin the first song today from Chris Mulia. And as I said, this month of October, where we honor life, and at the time that we are living more than ever before, we as Christians, we as Catholic, need to stand for life, asking the intercession of all of the saints and angels in heaven to stand with us, that we can claim our country, these United States, back to God and back to a country that defends life. From Chris Mulia, "Will Somebody Stand?"
Only 17, her heart is full of dreams. She was trying to fill the emptiness inside. She's only 17, the world is crashing down, and it feels like this is the end of her life. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, "It's not a mistake"? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her? Will somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay to make this go away? She's only 17, nowhere to run or hide, escape a condescending fight. She's only 17. This is gonna make or break her, set her free or haunt her for the rest of life. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold? She could pay a few hundred dollars, all that it takes, a few hundred dollar mistake. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, not a mistake? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her? Will somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay to make this go away?
Now, as I said, this month of life and respecting life and understanding what that means, and also asking our Blessed Lady this month of the Rosary to pray with us. And so the next song that I kind of want to jump right into is one of my songs, From Mother to Mother. And as I said in the very beginning here, these prayers where our Blessed Mother intercedes for us, she who is so close to Christ as his mother, and we, her children, who created such a painful suffering for her son, by all rights, she could be angry with us and tell us, you know what, you're on your own. But she doesn't. She constantly stands in the gap as intercessor. One of the most amazing saints in heaven, praying for all of us who eventually want to join her and her son, Jesus Christ, for all eternity. And as we pray for those dear ones in our life, that's where this song came from. As I pray for my chadults and their spouses and their children, I know that my mother throughout her life has prayed for me. And so it's just this little reminder that as we ask Mama Mary to pray for us, me from the heart of a mother for my loved ones, I know that my mother in heaven, our mother of our Savior Jesus Christ, is praying for us. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, From Mother to Mother.
Mother Mary, full of grace, would you help me, please? Guide my daughter to the heart of Jesus. Evil is true. From mother to mother, I place my girls with you. Battles won. Mama Mary, filled with love, please direct my son. Take him deep into the heart of Jesus. Evil in the world is tempting him today. Of flesh, of soul, of heart, enticing. Darkness of sin tugs at his soul, and he needs grace. From mother to mother, I know you know my heart is true. Battles won. Interceding for us till the battle's won.
So this episode, beginning this month of October, is going to have some beautiful Mama Mary music. And one of my favorite pieces by Chuck and Alicia Brock is the beautiful song Immaculate Mary. They took that old, old hymn, the beautiful lyric of Immaculate Mary, and sent it to the most beautiful new melody. I love the melody. I love the intensity of it. I love the way that it draws us into the words as we ask her, who is the Immaculate Conception? She who was literally conceived without sin, spent her life that way without sin, and continues to spend her eternity praying for all of us. And all we have to do is simply sit with her and say, Mother Mary, would you please intercede for us? And she does. So from Chuck and Alicia Brock, Immaculate Mary.
Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in heaven with Jesus church upon earth, and bless Holy Mary, the land of our birth. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Love this piece. It is so beautiful. And it's going to really take us into the next piece. I Heard a Gentle Call. And this one from Connie Salazar is, again, one of my favorite pieces of Connie. And during this month of October, the respect of life and the focus on the rosary, I want to share with you a little, just a little snippet before we hear Connie sing. And this comes from my husband, Kurt, actually. When he describes to people why the rosary is so important to pray, he gives it with this description. If you could sit down with the mother of the Savior, Mary, if you could sit down with her and ask her to open up the family photo albums, what would they look like? And they would look like this, the joyful mysteries, when the angel Gabriel came to her and she said yes. And then she carried that beautiful child for 9 months and gave birth. And then she went to visit Elizabeth, where Elizabeth exclaimed, "How is it that the mother of my Savior has come to be with me?" And we see the beauty of that when he's presented in the temple and then found in the temple, that beauty of his life. And then we move to those mysteries of light, where we honor the baptism of the Lord and the wedding feast at Cana, his first miracle, where Mary asked him to perform that miracle, and he did. And then the beauty of knowing that the scripture is being fulfilled in that third mystery. And then the fourth, where we have that beautiful description of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. And then the fifth, where he gives us his body and blood, soul and divinity, in the Eucharistic embrace. Now that's only two sets so far. So what do we learn from the rosary? We learn to listen. As Mary said yes, we are called to say yes. So from Connie Salazar, I Heard a Gentle Call.
I heard a gentle call from a gentle mother. I heard a gentle call from a gentle friend. I heard a gentle call from a gentle mother, calling me back to her son again. I heard a call again.
Thank you, Connie. I love the song and the focus that as we hear that gentle call from a gentle mother drawing us back to her son to live all of these incredible mysteries, all of these beautiful points of his life that our Blessed Mother was there for every minute of those. And as I described in those first sets of the mysteries of the Rosary, the joyful and the luminous mysteries, then we find ourselves in the sorrowful mysteries. Those sorrowful mysteries that when we really ponder the life of Christ in these five, how can our heart not be broken for him? How can it not be transformed to desire to live lives of holiness so that we stop the sinful behaviors that are what brought him to the cross to begin with? When we think of that agony in the garden, when he was literally scourged at the pillar, crowned with thorns, carried that heavy cross throughout the city of Jerusalem until he finally was crucified and died on that cross. And Mary stood there watching. Mary journeyed along the way of the cross with him. And she never once lost hope in the fact that he would rise as he said he would. Those difficulties, those hard things, she was with him for all of them. Before we go to the glorious mysteries, I want to go to a song with Jamie Teton, and it's her song, My Chance. Those difficult and hard and bad decisions that people make that require the redemptive saving act of our Savior. From Jamie Teton, her song, My Chance.
Leaves were falling on Sunrise Road.
watched her mama button her coat. And then I heard that little girl say, "Can your kid come out and play?" I tried to swallow the lump in my throat, said we couldn't wait to bring him home. Ain't it funny how you forget we were gonna call him Chance? My Chance, he would have had eyes as blue as oceans. My Chance, he would have been an angel from above. I would have sung him lullabies before he went to bed. But I missed my chance. I bought him the cutest little shoes, painted my room in pastel blues, but they said we were too young to raise a son. But my chance, he would have had eyes as blue as oceans. My chance, he would have been an angel from above. I would have sung him lullabies before he went to bed. But I missed my chance. They promised we'd never regret it, and to this day
just join me today on We Sing Our Faith. I am your host, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author, Julie Carrick. It is always such a privilege to spend this hour with you each and every week as we listen to the music and hear the heart of so many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. Now, as we continue along this episode of our Blessed Mother and the Rosary and this beautiful respect for life during this month of October, I'm going to ask everyone to really take a look at where you are. Wherever you live in this country, what is your state doing to defend life? Or God forbid, like here in Arizona, what is your state trying to do to end life? What laws are trying to be passed that we with a Christian conscience are going to be called to vote this year, to look at the propositions, to look at the candidates, those people who are requesting our vote to govern this country. How are we looking at them and saying, God, help me make the right decision? And then, just as here in Arizona, where even our vote that we are casting, there's been such a struggle to have a truly honest and good election here without interference and without all of the troubles that we've seen in past years. We are praying so hard for this election to be protected in God's guidance. So I promise you, wherever you are listening today, we are praying for this country, for each and every one of us. And now as I continue with this focus of the rosary, you know, there is no more powerful prayer than the rosary, because it looks at the life of Jesus Christ through the eyes of his mother and her powerful intercession. And as we've already spoken about the joyful and the luminous and the sorrowful mysteries, we now come to the glorious mysteries. The glorious mysteries where Jesus Christ raises from the dead. He ascends into heaven. He sends his Holy Spirit to be with us and then draws his mother home when Mary is assumed into heaven and crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. And I know for some people, they hear that phrase that she is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. Why wouldn't she receive a crown of victory? That is the goal for every person. And I love using the phrase, especially during this month of October, where we look at life, that from the moment of conception, ensoulment happens. That eternal soul, that spark of creation in God's perfect design, happens in that moment of conception. The soul is eternal. The soul is eternal. Wrap your mind around that. That every person conceived, from the moment they are conceived, the journey of sainthood begins. Now, next week we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but for today, I want you to think about the beauty of that and how powerful it is that from the minute that positive pregnancy test pops up in the window, right? This little person, this little human being, this future saint is in the womb of his or her mother. Now again, what are we doing to protect that? What are we doing as a country, as people, to defend life and stop this heinous argument of having the right to literally murder a child in his or her mother's womb? How can our country have gone so far off track that people are demanding the right to murder? Because that's what it comes down to. When instead of looking into that pregnancy test and seeing that little line pop up that says positive, positive is a good word. It is a positive pregnancy test. It is positive that a new soul has just been created through the omnipotent power of God, our Creator, in that moment of conception. It's amazing. And that's going to take us to our next song. I love this song from Marie Billette, and it's simply entitled Lifeline. Please, wherever you are listening today, hear these lyrics. Let your heart become open to life from the moment of natural conception until the moment of natural death. From Marie Billette, Lifeline.
Just before she checked out with her groceries, she took a detour down aisle 17. She waited till she thought no one was looking, grabbed a test and hid it in a magazine. She'd take it in the morning, no one had to know. She had her suspicions, but all that really showed was just a little lifeline peeking through the window. Mother, can you see me? Father, did you know? I could be your Boy Scout. I could be your ballerina. Don't you want to find out? Don't you want to know? Seems like nothing ever goes the way she planned it, and she could not afford one more surprise. But even though no one would understand it, She was picturing the fingers and the eyes. What would people say? They'd roll their eyes and sneer, blind her with the light of reason, cripple her with fear. Oh, but God sent her a lifeline. Will she have the heart to take it? Will we ever find out? Will we ever know? God sent her a lifeline. The angels pray that she will take it. Save her from herself. Let the child within her grow. And let her be a sign of contradiction. Let them revel in the scandal of it all. 'Cause truth is more powerful than fiction. Let her hear the sweetness of the call. Oh, just a little lifeline peeking through the window. Mother, can you see me? Mother, did you know I could be your Boy Scout? I could be a ballerina. Don't you want to find out? Don't you want to know? God sent her a lifeline. Will she have the heart to take it? Will we ever find out? Will we ever know? God sent her a lifeline. The angels pray that she will take it. Save her from herself. Let the child within her grow. Save her from herself. Let the child within her grow.
See what I mean? This song is perfect, right? Is it always easy? No. Is every pregnancy expected? No. Sometimes people are trying to space pregnancies and maybe have a couple of years in between children. Or as I've shared in previous years, the time that my daughter at 20 years old was the victim of a sexual assault and from which she became pregnant. She certainly was not expecting that pregnancy. But when she saw that positive pregnancy test result, her heart was immediately attached to this child. And the only question she had was, is he mine to raise, or am I to be a birth mother so that my child may be adopted by another family who otherwise wouldn't be able to have a child of their own? And the beauty of life came into our family. It's amazing. It requires on our part, though, our yes. It requires on our part to be able to be open to life and to say yes to the beauty of life that God has given each and every human being. I want to share this prayer with you. For life in the womb, coming from your creative power. For the life of children, making us glad with their freshness and promise. For the life of young people, hoping for a better world. For the life of people who are disabled, teaching us that every single life has value. For the life of the elderly, witnessing to the ageless values of patience and wisdom. Like Blessed Mary, may we always say yes to your gift of life, God. Help us to realize the sacredness of human life and to respect and cherish it from the moment of natural conception until its natural end. And bring us at last, O Father, to the fullness of eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And that is going to take us to our next song. During this beautiful Marian month of life and saying yes to life and the beauty of praying the rosary so that we might look at the entire life of Christ through the eyes of his mother and draw closer to him than ever before, the song that just opens our heart to this is by Liz Owen. And it is her beautiful work simply entitled One Reply. Let's take a moment and listen, and we're going to come back for a bit more.
and thus salvation came to be.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you. Now, when I was thinking about the Mama Mary music, you know, there are so many beautiful Marian pieces. And there was one written many, many years ago by Maria Parkinson. And I remember when I was in Nashville working on the project a few years ago, Lend Me Your Heart. And the gentlemen in the studio that were asking me, what is it with Catholics and Mary? And the more I was able to share about the beauty of who she is as a woman of God, as the most faithful, the first apostle, the first who gave that incredible yes to God and journeyed with Jesus Christ literally from the moment he was conceived in her womb until he died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven, and then poured out the power and the beauty of his Holy Spirit in Pentecost on Mary and those 12 who were in the upper room. Mary has been with him that whole time. And so the beauty of Marian music is just lovely. And the more that the guys, you know, we spent time recording and I had written so many new pieces, but this one in particular from Maria Parkinson, Ave Maria As I Kneel, has fast become one of my most listened to pieces of the Marian Project. And I love the way that the men approached it, the way that they shared their hearts and their eventual love of Mama Mary. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Ave Maria As I Kneel.
As I bow.
truly do. And because I could not decide on which was my favorite, I'm going to do one more Mary song that's going to take us to the top of the hour. And this one was just too beautiful not to share, especially when we look at Mary's yes and the beauty of the prayer, the Angelus, which invites us to give that yes multiple times throughout the day. So from me, your host, the Angelus.
The angel of God declared unto Mary, and she gave her heart, her soul, her yes. And she conceived of the Holy Spirit, and the angel sang, oh, the angel says, Gloria in excelsis Deo. O chosen beauty, perfect love, bride of the Paraclete, full of grace and love divine, blessed are you among all women, for from your womb the Son
you again for spending this time with me each and every week. It is always such a privilege. For information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org, WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. And now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Celebrating 2,000 years of truth, this is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hey, Mater, where are you towing that car?
Just making a tax-deductible car donation to the Guadalupe Radio Network. Man, that GRN is a life-changer.
Well, that's charitable of you.
And did I mention tax-deductible?
To be like Mater and donate your car, call 866-628-2277 or visit grnonline.com and click on Donate. Man, you'll get a tax deduction.
Hello, this is Steve Gleason, your live host with The Quest Show. It's our show that helps get us on that pilgrimage to move toward heaven. Love to have you join me each and every Wednesday live, 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. I'll look for you to be there each and every week. A show designed to help get us in that passageway to the city of God, to God's holy presence, to heaven. Don't miss this pilgrimage of faith. Join us 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central. Look forward to having you.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company and want to explore options that align with your faith and values? There is an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful Catholics that never fund immoral medical services such as abortion and transgender surgeries. Prices start as low as $85 per month for a single and $512 for families. Call 844-719-2356 today or go to joinshs.com, a sponsor of the GRN.
Hi, I'm Debbie Giorgiani, along with Adam Bly, co-host of The Spirit World, every Saturday morning here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Did you know that Adam and I are also on the air every day? That's right. We're daily contributors to Morning Joy, where truth matters, hosted by Keith Downey. Each weekday at 6:15 a.m., we join Keith for a segment called The Next Right Thing. And we talk about taking the next step on the road to holiness. It's a great way to start your day, and I hope you'll get up early to listen. Even if you can't listen live to Morning Joy, you can listen to our Next Right Thing segment anytime you want on YouTube. Just look for the Guadalupe Radio Network and you'll find it. That's youtube.com/grnonline.